Quarters of Chief of State Natasi Dalla, Senate Building, Coruscant.
A chime woke Dalla. Three mellow, musical sounds, and her eyes snapped open. The alarm always woke her the first time it sounded. As with most military lifers, she slept very lightly. But this wasn't her preset morning alarm. The musical notes indicated a live communication from Wynn Dorvan, and that meant something urgent was up. She cleared her throat to make sure she did not sound sleepy or raspy.
Speak.
You have a priority communication from Elias Karan.
Dorvan's voice was unusually subdued. Elias Karan was the emissary Dalla had sent to Mon Calamari. She checked her chrono and did some quick math. It would be mid-morning in the time zone where Admiral Nyathol lived, so Karan would have been in the Admiral's company for half an hour or so. A live holocom message from him did not bode well.
Is there some reason you can't pipe the transmission into my chambers?
I don't think you want it transmitted anywhere yet. I think you need to see it full-sized, in the comm center, before anyone outside your staff does. We need to be thinking about how to respond.
The faint hiss of comm transition vanished as Dorvan ended the call. Dalla was up in an instant. This was not like Dorvan, and this was not good. Dressed in tan sweat garments suited to a workout and a blue robe, Dalla walked into the communications chamber, where a day earlier she'd spoken with Nyathol. The reception area was already showing the live transmission from Mon Calamari. Two steps in, she began to understand what she was seeing. Her pace slowed as she approached the wavering three-dimensional image. Elias Karan, a lean, graceful man dressed in pearl gray and blue garments cut like a military dress uniform, had elegant features creased with middle-aged lines and a shock of jet-black hair that suggested he was a much younger man. Dalla knew he dyed his hair. She didn't know whether this was from vanity or a diplomatic urge to suggest vitality. Karan stood in the foreground of the transmission image. The background was dominated by a water tank, 3 meters high, its floor-to-ceiling transparisteel surface curved. The water within was a beautiful green-blue. In the center of the tank was Cha Nyathol. She wore her admiral's uniform. Her eyes were open and fixed. She was not entirely unmoving. Little invisible eddies in the water stirred her uniform, caused her arms and legs to sway oh so slowly. The skin of Nyathol's face and hands was a curious color, more reddish than the previous day. And Dalla wondered distractedly if the hypercom's color correction was set correctly. Clearly, Nyathol was dead. Dalla felt a sudden ache, as though she'd swallowed a sharp rock and it had gotten lodged halfway down her throat. Karan took a deep breath, as if bracing himself for the bad news he was delivering.
It was done sometime this morning, when I arrived. Her assistant came in to tell her I was present, and found her in this state.
He gestured up at the top of the tank, towards something the holocam did not include in its image.
She apparently ran a gas feeder line into her tank. Carbon monoxide. A painless method.
Did she leave any indication as to why?
Dalla knew the reason. She knew why she herself might have done exactly the same thing if she had been in Nyathol's position. Any protracted legal defense would harm her extended family, the Navy. But Dalla had to know what words Nyathol might have left, since they would be the last expression of Nyathol's legacy. Karan offered Dalla a smile of mixed sympathy and sadness.
She left a note.
Read it, please.
The diplomat did not fetch out a data pad or a piece of flimsy. He quoted it from memory.
This has been done with honor, without error, and by my choosing. Nyathol out.
He glanced down at the floor. A moment's reflection. The stark simplicity of those words seemed to make the stone in Dalla's throat grow larger and sharper. She ignored the pangs, for now. Karan met her gaze again.
What do you want done?
Bring her here. Let those who ask for her blood see what they have achieved. And, she told herself, we will see who is sorry and who rejoices, the better to know our enemies. Then we'll return her to Mon Calamari for a funeral with full military honors.
I'll make it so.
The image wavered more sharply and then disappeared. Shaken, but unwilling to let anyone recognize the fact, Dalla spun on her heel and marched from the communication center, not making eye contact with anyone there. Once in the hall, she couldn't entirely keep the tears from coming. With a casual gesture, she dashed them from her eyes and continued, stiff-backed and stone-faced, to her quarters.